أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. In the previous ayats we read that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that those people who in the knowledge of Allah are going to die on kufr, no matter how much you call them towards Islam, towards righteousness, they are not going to accept. Now Allah gives the reason for that, why they won't accept, because khatam Allahu ala qulubihim, mohar kar di Allah ne unke dilo par, Allah has put a seal on their heart, wa ala sam'ihim, aur unke kaano par, and on their hearing also there is a seal, wa ala absarihim ghishawa, aur unke aankhon par parda hai, and Allah Ta'ala has put a veil on their eyes. That is, as far as dunya is concerned, now they can't see the truth, they can't hear the truth, they can't accept the truth, their hearts, their eyes and their ears are sealed. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ, and in the year after, or unke liye bara azab hai, a very very severe punishment in the year after. So this is the reason, no matter how much you invite them, they are not going to accept, they are not going to believe. But as explained, we have to see every ayat of the Quran within the context of the whole Quran. Though they are not going to believe, but yet it is our duty that we have to still invite them. Because we don't know whose hearts are sealed and whose hearts are not sealed. In the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the vast majority of people Allah knew are not going to bring iman. But it was his duty still to invite all of them, and like that every Nabi. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala has said that Allah Ta'ala has put a seal on their hearts. And also وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, and on their eyes Allah Ta'ala has put a seal. Two places Allah has used the word عَلَىٰ, on their hearts and on their eyes. Mufassirin explained that these are two different types of veils which Allah has put, and therefore they can't see the truth now. And their hearts are sealed, their truth cannot enter their hearts. According to the vast majority of Mufassirin, this is not a physical veil that Allah has put, but it is figurative. Like for example, we tell somebody that you've got blinkers on your eyes. It doesn't mean actually blinkers. It means can't you see, can't you understand? Is there a veil on your brains? It doesn't mean an actual veil. So according to the vast Mufassirin, this is figurative. That is, now their hearts are sealed, and their ears are also sealed, and their hearts are also sealed. And all this happens because of the sinning of a person. As a person commits sin, it comes in a hadith, a black spot forms on his heart. And then if he does not make tawbah, another, until his heart becomes completely black. And this is because of their very nature, that they by nature, they just love evil and the wrong things. And they just are apprehensive. They stay away. They can't accept the truth. If a person like that, for him to go to a gambling den, for him to go to some evil place, he looks forward and he enjoys it. Bring him to the masjid and he just can't come into the masjid. Like example is given of a person who was traveling, a wealthy person with his servant. When it was time for namaz, the servant asked permission that I would like to make namaz. So he said, no problem, there's the masjid. And he took long in his namaz. So that his owner, his master, his boss came to the door of the masjid and said, how long are you taking? Everyone else is gone. You still there? He said, he's not letting me come out. So he asked, who's not letting me come or letting you come out? He said, he who is not letting you come in. That is Allah Ta'ala. That who is not letting you come in, he is not letting me come out. He keeps me with him. So when a person's heart is like that, all evil that appears enjoyable appears the right thing. And we have to be very afraid that our environment is becoming like that. With our children, etc., all the wrong things, it just makes full sense to them, and they can't understand anything against that. And the right things make no sense to them at all. So this is all our gunas that leads towards that. Onama has given a beautiful example of this, like the worms in stool. In our stool, the worms that are there, they just enjoy the stool, the dirt, the filth. That is their life. They can't stay without that. And if they have to smell itar, then they just can't take the smell of atar. Perfume, they can't take the smell. But the smell and to live in that dirt and filth, that is just their nature. They just love that. And in fact, if they have to smell atar, perfume, they die. They can't accept it. So this is when the heart becomes like this. This is a very dangerous and serious condition, that the seal is put on the heart of a person, and it isn't Allah that has sealed it just because Allah wanted to seal it. It was our own wrongdoing. And we are given choices all the time in our life. Fajr time, either we get up and we go for Fajr, or we just keep on sleeping. We see a woman, either we look at her, haram looks we cast on her, or we don't look at her. Choices we are given all the time. We are asked about something, we can speak the truth, we can speak a lie. All the time we are given choices. So when we make the right choices, a person goes more towards righteousness. And when we make the wrong choices, then we go further and further away. And may Allah save us all from that. Then the truth and righteousness, Iman, Islam, then na'uzu billah, doesn't make sense at all to us. And Satanism, today how many of our youngsters, how many people, Satanism makes full sense to them. And they will fight for all those things. And for the right things, they will find fault. So this is the reason our sins, because of which then seals are put on our minds and our hearts. This was, as explained by the majority of the Mufassirin, that it is a figurative thing, not a literal thing. Then there are other views which we will also explain, and there is great, great knowledge in the Quran, and it isn't just for the sake of knowledge, but that we bring it within our lives. And when a person starts making tawbah, then this veil starts moving away also. Nothing governs Allah Ta'ala. If we beg of Allah, Allah changes our conditions. People's hearts who had become completely black, Allah changed their hearts also. So it is for us to make tawbah and to make an effort all the time on ourselves and on others also, that we come on righteousness. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا